السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed directly to the believers that, O who you believe, enter in the fold of Islam totally and completely, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil, because he is your open enemy. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that ad-deen, the religion of Islam, is total nasiha, advice and admonishing, always teaching you, encouraging you to do good actions and amal, so you can be successful in hereafter. And the object and the duty of the devil is to misguide you, mislead you, disturb you, distract you from the right path. That is always his struggle and his strife. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in this verse of the Holy Quran that you should not follow the footsteps of the devil. There are so many things in Islam, and Islam is very practical, very easy going religion of Islam. No hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned in the Quran or in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is difficult, hard, impossible to do it. Because Allah ta'ala said, la ikraha fid deen. There is no force in Islam. And deen and Sharia, which Allah, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha, that no one will be forced to do anything or to implement any order of Allah which is not doable, which is not practical, which is not easy to do. La yukallifullahu nafsan. This is not the sunnah of Almighty Allah, that He force someone or order him to do something which that person is not capable of doing. This is against of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why a person who is sincere, for him to follow just one ayat of the Quran or one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sufficient for the entire life. There are so many incidents in the history of Islam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is very simple and very practical. And whatever they used to hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to stick to it to the entire life, rest of the life. Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned after Surah Al-Asr, in the tafsir of Surah Al-Asr, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't reveal the Quran, this one surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Asr, which is the smallest surah of the Holy Quran, he said it is sufficient for anyone to practice on Islam and become successful. He doesn't need entire Quran. Just one surah is so profound and so deep in the meaning. So, one sahabi, one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, Ya Rasulullah, I want to embrace Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happily take the Shahada and made him a Muslim. And immediately, that was the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, that whoever newcomer or new Muslim used to come in the fold of Islam, he used to hand over to the senior Sahabi to teach him the deen in Islam. Now he is a Muslim brother. So Rasulullah ﷺ immediately handed over to him, to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that, oh Ali, this is your new Muslim brother, take him and teach him Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala took him and taught him Suratul Zilzal, and he left. After that, no one see him again. He did not come back to Masjidul Nabawi. Now, after a few days, Rasulullah used to observe always who is absent, who is not here. After every salah, he used to turn around and used to see. If someone is sick, he used to go and visit him. If someone in trouble, he used to go and solve his problem. So he always used to keep an eye on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi ma'in. So after a few days, he realized, you see, that new brother who embraced Islam a few days ago, I don't see him. Where is he? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't know. He called Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, okay, I handed over this Sahabi to you to teach him Islam. Where is he? You see, Ya Rasulullah, the same day he came to me, I took him, I taught him something, and next day he did not come. I didn't see him from that day. I don't know where is he. So Rasulullah said, okay, look around, look for him. Maybe he's in trouble, what happened? He just embraced Islam and he's no more coming. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu scattered. They started looking for that person. Immediately after a few days, they found him. So they brought him back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah said, yeah, oh fula, you took Shahada and then we don't see you. You see, yes, Rasulullah, I went with Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he taught me one ayah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That whoever will does a small good amal, even the size of Aitoa, he will see the reward and fruit of it. And whoever will commit a sin, which is minor, minute, very little, like the size of Aitoa, he will face the consequences and punishment for it. This is how just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. You see, I grabbed these words and I understood what I have to do in my entire life. And this one words of Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need any other knowledge of Islam. So I left and I stick to this word. Whatever I am doing, I am judging before that, it is good or bad. It is according to Sharia or is against the law. And I am practicing likewise. So I don't need any further knowledge. That's why I left. Rasulullah said, if he is true in his belief, then he is sufficient. This one verse is sufficient for him to grant him Jannah. So to practice Islam is one advice, one hadith, one ayat of the Holy Quran is sufficient. If you don't want to practice, then you keep on studying, listening the lectures after lectures, bayan after bayan, and the amal is zero. Practical life is not, again, according to Sunnah and the tariqah of Rasulullah. So main thing, my brothers and sisters, is to practice whatever you have learned. And that will be the one of the question, fundamental question on the Yawm al-Qiyamah for each and every person. Rasulullah said, a person's leg will not be able to move in front from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he answered the five questions. Among those questions, one is how much of knowledge you have acquired and how much you practice upon it. That everyone has to answer that question. You know about it, why you did not practice. You know about it, why you did not abstain from it. You know it is haram, why you did not abstain. You know this is for us, why you not did it. So this will be question on the Yawm al-Qiyamah for each and every individual. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam